Well, a lot of people are wondering what David Letterman is going to do in his retirement, and certainly he'll be missed by especially this guy. But we are the very first show to get some answers from Dave. He joins us now along with Paul Schaefer. So, Dave, Paul, welcome. Now, after 33 years, Dave, what exactly is it that you're going to do?
Well, first of all, Mark, let me just start by saying none of your damn business.
Well done, Dave. It may be a little harsh, but very direct.
Thanks, Paul, for sitting squarely on the fence.
Now, David, it's got to be a little scary, but definitely the kind of thing that you can't feel until it happens, I guess.
Well, sure. You know, and I've got people coming up to me all the time asking, hey, Dave, are you prepared for retirement? And I say, well, sure, I've been preparing for the last 10 years in, you know, little ways. I've been learning how to can peaches at rehearsal. Let's see, I've been writing cookbooks in my mind while interviewing people from Survivor. And I came up with a few things, and doggone it, wouldn't you know, I happen to have 10. So why do I feel like Bob Seger down on Main Street?
Working on his night moves on Mark in the Morning.
Not even remotely awake. Paul Schaefer, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, from the home office in Pacoima, the category, Top 10 Things I'll Do When I Retire. Here we go. Number 10, meet Regis on a daily basis at Denny's to discuss the weather and health ailments. Number 9, wistfully drop appliances off my roof.
Of course.
Number 8, offer Bill Cosby a mug of whoop-ass.
Go get him.
Number 7, drive through a pyramid of condiments with Biff's golf cart of death.
Oh, and why wouldn't you?
Number 6, join a mall walking club.
That's good exercise, Dave.
Number 5, flip some houses.
Always make extra money.
Number 4, catch up on 25 years of all my children. Let's see. Number 3, spend more time with former Late Show interns.
Oh.
Number 2, have Morgan Freeman narrate my lunch. And the number 1 thing I'll do when I retire, find out what Leno's doing and screw that up.
Man is his own man. He does it his way, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Dave, Paul, listen, thank you for all the service that you've done. We're going to miss you, but we're happy to hear that your free time will not be wasted.
Oh, and hey, if you got 9 minutes to kill, Mark, check your email. I just sent you a hilarious cat video.
Cat videos are great.
All right. This, you know what? Eric Harthen is who you just heard, and he was not only doing Dave, he was doing Paul at the same time. Eric Harthen, everybody.
Thank you.
That is hysterical, Eric. Really, really well done.
I was afraid I was going to hit my face with the phone because I kept pulling it back, bringing it forward.
Now, would David Letterman, I've never heard anybody do a better one than that.
I know there's another guy out there I know of, but I've never heard somebody do Dave and Paul, which always made me think, that's funny, you know? Put the both of them together. He's always saying stuff that's just like, okay, Paul, thanks. Can you shut up?
Well, I love the back and forth.
Yeah, that's enough. You know?
I feel like this is Dave and Paul as the Muppets. It's awesome.
I worry that this is actually your life.
This is me.
You go to Trader Joe's and you're having this conversation in your head.
No, his children are very confused.
Honey, they got wild Alaskan salmon. Do you want...
Oh, yeah, Dave, get that.
What about those dark chocolate-covered pretzels?
Yeah, that's definitely on the list.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, listen, all of you now. Eric, he didn't sell out. This guy makes his living doing what you just heard. And if you want – Eric, do you have a whole show that you do if somebody wanted you to come in and entertain?
I don't have a whole show. I haven't approached that that concept yet, but I do a lot of stuff for, like, if it's a live event or a special occasion or something, sometimes people will want me to come up on the phone and do a bit.
Yeah, anniversaries,
where I can do something for a few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
If there's a room full of people, sometimes that can be fun.
If you need a voice to entertain your crowd or do whatever it is, you go to markinthemorning.com, and down at the bottom is contact information for Eric. And Eric, I am going to make you rue the day that you reached out and tried to get on this show, because I'm going to beat you like an old bag, my brother.
I'm going to regret it.
Eric, excellent job today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mark.